You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio from the new sci-fi show Deadly Class, actress Lana Condor. How are you, Lana?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to come. Lana Condor is such a cool name. Is that your birth name or is that a stage name?
No, that's my real name. Yes. And you know what? People ask me that all the time. They're like, is this your stage name? Are you? And I said no.
Because it's cool.
It's cool. It's like a superhero, right?
Lana Condor. Oh, right. It's sexy. I like it. So where are you originally from?
Vietnam. I was born in Vietnam and adopted at 4 months and brought to America.
Awesome. Do you speak any Vietnamese?
I don't, unfortunately.
Because I happen to know a little bit.
You do? Are you
ready? I know. Camo. That's thank you.
That's all I need. Amazing. Polite.
I know. N-U-M. I think that's I love you. I'm not sure, but I think that's I love you. I hope it is,
perfect.
At least. As I throw that out there. Really cool. How'd you get into acting?
Just drama class in high school, and then I just got really, really lucky and fell into it. And now, of course, I love it more than anything, and this is all I want to do. But yeah, I did drama class in high school, and then my first couple auditions, I booked X-Men Apocalypse, which was a couple, like 3.5 years ago.
Wow.
Almost, I guess, 4, and now I'm...
Look at that.
I'm just doing me.
Look at that. Yeah, no, it usually doesn't work that way. Good for you.
I know. I got very, very, very fortunate, yeah.
So you moved where when you came to the States?
So when I was adopted, I was brought to Chicago. And then from Chicago, I moved to Washington State. And then from Washington State, New York.
Ooh.
And then Los Angeles.
Why so much hopping around? Dad? Job?
My dad, yeah. He's a journalist. So he was, yeah.
Nice.
He's hopping around.
Well, Deadly Class, it's another great name, by the way.
Right.
It's based on a comic book. What can you tell me about it?
So it's based on a comic book written by a graphic novel written by Rick Remender. And it's basically about an academy where the students of that academy are the sons and daughters of gangs around the world and a political people, and they go to the academy to learn the art of deadly arts.
Ooh.
Which is to become assassins, basically.
Well, and your character?
I play Saya. She is the daughter of the head of the Yakuza, and she is one of the students. She is striving to be valedictorian, and she's quite the badass, I must say.
Nice.
And
do you get to
really
do a
amazing.
Lot of physical stuff?
And- oh, yeah. My body's broken. It really is. Like, this show, oh my God. We do so much fighting and stunts and choreography and stuff. Because
fun, though. Do you like that?
Yeah. I love it. Well, the executive producers are the Russo brothers, who obviously do the Avengers, and they love more than anything their action.
Yeah.
And so we really did a lot of action and fighting on our show, and it's very realistic and beautifully choreographed. And watch is kind of like a feature fight on TV,
right.
Which is really awesome.
Did you study martial arts to prepare, or just a lot of on training?
On set training. I did a lot of boxing prior to shooting the first season.
Okay.
Because I think boxing, like, you find your power and like how to like throw a punch and like kind of look awesome doing it.
Right.
But then while I was shooting the actual show, we did a lot of like hand to hand combat, katana work, martial arts. Yeah.
Look at you. That'll come in handy. You never know.
You know, hopefully I don't have to do that. Like, better, hopefully no one actually attacks
better
me.
Better to know and not need.
Exactly.
And need and not know. Right?
Exactly.
So that's very cool. Congrats on that. And you're also a part of this movie, Alita Battle Angel.
Mm-hmm.
That looks pretty crazy. What's up with that one?
Yeah. So that's coming out in February. And that was directed by Robert Rodriguez and James Cameron. And it's incredible. I really think it's going to change just kind of the way like CGI, motion capture, all that. Because, of course, James Cameron, Avatar, right? So he, like, really kind of changed the game when it came to technology within filmmaking. And I think that we're in Alita Battle Angel. It's based off of a manga, but it's about cyborgs.
Yeah.
And two different worlds. And I am a human, but there are cyborgs in that movie. And it's amazing. It's about this girl this little cyborg who just freaking kicks ass all over the place. It's amazing.
So you just like whoop ass anywhere you go. Is that basically?
Well, no. I mean,
it's essential in your roles. I love it.
I just like to whoop ass. Well, yeah. I mean, on Alita, it's funny because, like, on Alita, my character is like a professional rollerblader, but like, I can't rollerblade to save my life.
Yeah.
And I tried to show the producers, and they were like, "You look like you're going to break your face.
Yeah.
Get those off of you, you know? So it was like, but it was really fun.
Nice, nice. All right, let's talk Netflix. Okay. To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Yes.
A lot of chemistry with your co-star, Noah. But I read you had to put him in the friend zone in real life. Did he try to step? A little too aggressive?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think, no, he did not try to step. It was more of just like, you know, in the movie, and To All the Boys I've Loved Before, Lara Jean and Peter Kavinsky, they write a contract, like a love contract, because the relationship is fake. And we kind of did that in real life, where we're just like, you know what? You and me, like, we're going to be great, like, professional friends.
Damn.
Yeah.
Brother didn't have a chance.
Savage.
Yeah, apparently. So I like that. So you have a boyfriend in real life, clearly?
I do, yeah.
So that was I like that. You know, you don't want your woman out there if she don't have to be.
Right. There you go.
Are you guys serious? You've been going on for a while?
Yeah, we've been dating for almost 4 years.
Dang, 4 years.
Yeah.
That's like half your life right there.
I know. I'm only 8 years old.
Well, you look so young. Good. You getting married or what?
No, I mean, not now.
Is this the one?
I think so.
Okay. He's the one right now, at least.
I really believe that. But,
All right. Cool. So I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions. Quick
answers,
all right?
Okay.
Go-to karaoke song.
We're all in this together. From High School Musical.
Okay. Yes, our first High School Musical reference. I like it. Last movie you saw in theaters.
I don't know. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
I've been living under a rock. I haven't really seen a lot right now.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Zac Efron.
That was quick. Hence the High School Musical. All-time favorite dancer.
Misty Copeland.
Go-to pizza toppings.
Just cheese. Oh, cheese and olives. Black olives is really good.
Yeah, I'm with you there. What superpower would you want?
To fly. Because I could fly to any pizzeria that I would want without the traffic.
Right?
Without the air traffic.
What else is there?
Yeah, exactly.
Is your boyfriend an actor?
Yes.
Where'd you guys meet?
At a Emmy party.
Ooh, at a party. What was his line? He came up to you and said what?
He said, he came up to me and he said, "Hi, my name is Anthony and I thought I would just make a friend."
Damn, that's player right there.
Right? Just and I was like,
honest and straight to the point, make a friend. Okay, bravo, Anthony.
Yeah, but I was the one who got the digits, though.
I was the one who got the digits. I'm not surprised. You got to be in control.
Yeah,
way to
exactly.
go. Well, congratulations on everything. You can watch Deadly Class Wednesdays on Sci-Fi, and you can follow her on Instagram at Lana Condor. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Go. On with Mario Lopez.